Prayers of the Apostle Paul.
How wonderful and how glorious they are. It's Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. Kelly, you want to read that for us, please?
For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Okay, go ahead with 20 and 21.
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Yes. Now, last week we looked at the first request in verse 16, that he would give you, this is something God will give, according to his resources, the riches of his glory, that we would be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. And we looked at that rather carefully. Now today we come to verse 17, and the first part of it, which is the second request, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And that'll be our verse for this morning. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So we look at the word dwell. And the Bible introduces to us the thought of indwelling, a word that Paul uses. So let's consider, first of all, the fact of indwelling, the biblical fact. Mm-hmm. And we're going to turn to two passages of Scripture that help us. 1 Corinthians 3:16. 1 Corinthians is back there somewhere. 3:16. Paul is writing to these Corinthian Christians. These are Christians. And he sort of admonishes them a little bit here as he writes to them in 3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that God, the Spirit of God, dwells in you? That's called the indwelling of the Spirit of God, which is a biblical fact. It relates to our position. Another verse is John 14 and 20. You might just write it down, but just let me tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. So there's a biblical truth, that is the fact, that the Lord Jesus Christ dwells in us, that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And this occurs at the point of regeneration. This is not something that we might even realize, say, at the point when God saves us. We just know we've been brought to believe in Christ as our Savior. But the indwelling occurs at the moment of regeneration for all believers. This doesn't put any believer in a special class. This is just the fact of indwelling. Now, it's an interesting thing here that as Paul writes to these Christians in Ephesus, that he says that the prayer request is that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Well, Paul, why? Isn't this already occurring? This is written to believers. Why make this statement? Or why make this prayer request? If it's already there, it's already a fact. Well, then we have to say that there must be something else that he has in mind here. Something that's just beyond the indwelling that we know. And I think there is. There's a difference. It's the kind of dwelling that becomes a realization to us, a real personal thing with us. Christ dwelling within. And of course, a dwelling place is a home, and a dwelling means a permanent abiding. So let's think about what it means for Christ to dwell in our hearts by faith. First of all, it would mean that he is the center of our life. That we are no longer center. He is the top priority. We have issues, but the top issue is Christ dwelling in our life. Thirdly, Christ dwelling as the controller, the authority, the dominating place in my life, not myself. So this goes beyond justification. That's our position. It goes beyond just being forgiven. That's why Paul makes this a prayer request, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So what is this? This is relationship. And sometimes people ask the question, what is Christianity? Christianity is a relationship. This prayer request is for relationship. It's about knowing him, not just knowing about him. Anybody can list the facts, but the unbelievers don't know him. It's knowing him in our heart with loving affection, that Christ may live in your heart through faith, may dwell. Dwelling, not to visit, but to be there as the dominating, controlling power in our life. And this innermost part of our life in our heart includes our mind, our hearts, and our will. So let's look at a very practical thing. Christ dwelling in our mind, controlling, dominating our mind. Think of our thought life. What dominates our thought life? What's happening to me? What do I get out of it? Bad thoughts? But this prayer request is for Christ to dwell in our mind, controlling our mind. What do you think about most? Dwelling in our mind to make us aware of spiritual values, to give us a perspective of eternity on life and what is really important. And then Christ dwelling in our hearts, the seat of affection. What do we love? What are we really going for? What are we living for? What do we really desire? What occupies us? Do we love what God loves and hate what God hates? That's the part of this request. That Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. It also means dwelling in our will. Dominating our action, our decisions. How do we make decisions? By Christ dwelling in our hearts by faith. So this is a relationship. And we can call that communion. Communion is a two-way thing. We have communion with each other, but it takes both of us. And so the indwelling is a biblical fact, but this prayer request, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, is a communion. It's personal. We have a personal relationship with Christ. What a privilege that is, to know Him. To know the greatest person ever. And that Paul says it's by faith. If it's by faith, it's receiving a gift. We don't trump this up. It's by faith. We have received the gift of faith. And it's by faith that we have the realization of His presence. Christ is in our life. We know that. How do you know that? By faith. In what God says. And it brings the realization of His presence. So it's real to us. He's in me spiritually. He's in you spiritually. And we can have communion with Him. And sometimes people have asked me, Bill, what makes the difference in Christians? Some are just kind of not really with it. They might get to church. Some are really, truly, genuine believers whose lives mean something. And say, what's the difference? My observation, it is the Christians who live in communion with Christ that makes the difference. And I don't mean just the formality of, quote, a quiet time of 2 minutes of Bible reading and 3 minutes of prayer. It's a life. Now, that time in the Scripture and that time in prayer certainly enhances the communion. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. What a great request. And what a great thing for us. Why is this so vital? Because we need constant input from the Lord. It's one thing to be saved 10 years ago. But how is it now? How is it today? Well, I'm living in communion with the Lord today. That makes the difference. And today, I need a fresh supply of grace. I had grace yesterday, but I sure needed grace today. And when God took the children of Israel through the desert and the wilderness, He fed them daily. They never got enough manna for tomorrow. They had to go gather it every day. And you and I need to come to Him every day for fresh supplies of grace, of the sense of cleansing, for the awareness of His fullness and of His presence. Where Jesus is makes a difference. So I'm thankful for this prayer request. Seems so simple. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. But what a wonderful thing that is, to have that experience personally, that this is true in our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for such a plan that You've made, not only to save us from our sin and give us heaven, but the plan for our Lord to be in our lives daily here in this earthly experience, that we may draw upon fresh supplies of grace, mercy, love, the empowerment to live through the issues of our daily life, for the joy of communion and fellowship, and the encouragement that comes from not being alone, but from having the Lord God of heaven with us, in us, dwelling in us. Thank You for this. This is our prayer this morning, along with the Apostle Paul, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. Hear us, we pray, and answer according to Your will to meet the need of each of our hearts this day, to have a life of communion with You. In our Lord's blessed name, amen.